Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. Now, I know what you're thinking. Compassion and empathy? Isn't that something your grandma talks about over tea and biscuits? Trust me, it's way more relevant than you think. We live in a world increasingly dominated by screens, notifications, and the constant hustle. It can feel like we're surrounded by chaos, always plugged in, but rarely truly connected. Ever felt like scrolling through social media just leaves you feeling drained, or maybe even a little envious? You know that feeling when you see everyone else's highlight reels and it makes you question your own life? That's where digital minimalism comes in. It's not about ditching technology altogether. Think of it more like conscious tech use. We're talking about reclaiming our time, attention, and ultimately, our capacity for genuine human connection. And that starts with cultivating compassion and empathy, even in the digital realm. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a little more heart online. First up, be mindful of your consumption. Seriously, what are you filling your mind with? Are you constantly bombarded with negativity, comparison traps, or just plain pointless content? Take a step back and curate your feeds. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. And don't be afraid to unfollow anything that leaves you feeling drained or demotivated. Remember, you have the power to choose what you expose yourself to. Next, practice active listening. When someone reaches out online, give them your full attention. Put down your phone, silence those notifications, and really engage with their message. Respond thoughtfully, ask questions, and show genuine interest in what they have to say. It's amazing how a little bit of presence can make a world of difference. Third, be kind, always. Remember, everyone you encounter online is a real person with their own story, struggles, and triumphs. Treat them with the same respect and kindness you would offer face to face. Avoid judgmental language, harsh criticism, or unnecessary negativity. A little bit of positivity goes a long way. Fourth, use technology to connect, not just consume. This is a big one. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through feeds, use technology to reach out to friends and family. Schedule video calls, join online communities with shared interests, or even participate in virtual events. Remember, technology can be a powerful tool for fostering genuine connections. Finally, take breaks and disconnect. Seriously, give your brain a rest. Spending too much time online can lead to burnout, stress, and a sense of disconnection from the real world. Schedule regular, digital detox, periods where you unplug completely. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy some quiet contemplation. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's a graphic designer who used to spend hours glued to her screen, constantly checking social media and comparing herself to other creatives. It was taking a toll on her mental health and creativity. But then she decided to implement a few digital minimalism practices. She started unfollowing accounts that made her feel insecure. She scheduled regular, offline, time each day. And she focused on using technology to connect with friends and family instead of just consuming content. Now, Sarah is happier, more productive, and has even rediscovered her passion for painting. Look, cultivating compassion and empathy in the digital age isn't always easy. It takes conscious effort and a willingness to challenge our own habits. But trust me, it's worth it. By being mindful of our online interactions, we can create a more positive, supportive, and connected world, one digital interaction at a time. Remember, you have the power to choose how technology shapes your life. Be intentional with your time, be kind to others, and don't forget to unplug and recharge. Until next time, keep detoxing your mind and cultivating that inner light. Let me know what resonates with you in this episode. Share your thoughts on social media, or leave a review. It helps others discover the power of digital minimalism. And as always, stay connected, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.